Thank you for checking out the Thang podcast brought to you by Nissan. If you could you drop us a rating or a review? We would really appreciate it. You're sitting there listening. Just take the extra 2 seconds. Okay, begging over.
From the top of Morning Thang Mountain, transmitting across Virginia and around the world, the K92 Morning Thang.
We got a Friday Thang open here. Yes, we do.
Yes.
Attack it. Attack that day.
I'm ready for it.
Bite it. And you bite it in that, you know, where it's just, it's not where you're biting it, where you just want to tear it apart. That sultry sort of, bite the Friday.
Yeah. I'm not sure what kind of bite that is.
It's a bite the Friday.
I don't know what it is. Like, you were going to say, like, you didn't want to tear it apart, but I thought I wanted to tear apart the Friday. Like, I wanted to really get into it.
But playfully. Yeah. You know, you don't want to murder Friday. And Friday's not being attacked by a pack of wolves.
Do I want to gnaw at it?
You want to nibble on it.
You can't keep making a sound and expect us to know what you mean, Zach.
It's that, You know, sometimes when you have that really good food and you're just like, it's a little bit. Yeah.
You cannot use the word in its own definition to help explain what the word means,
Zach. What are you talking about?
Monica, do you have any clue what the hell he's talking about on this Friday morning?
Look, I've been up really late.
Oh, Lord.
I know. It's one of those days where, you know, it hurt just a little bit, but that's all right because it is Friday, so you take a little bite out of it.
Yeah.
You know? Okay.
Okay, so what Monica's saying is, I'm just going to rub the side of my face on this day like it's a pillow.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
Monica's going to caress the Friday.
Well, I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not surprised, given the fact that I was getting texts from Monica at about 7 o'clock last night going, might have some Jack Daniels. Oh, hello.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We had a virtual tasting. Me and some radio sisters. We got together and... Yeah, we had a little tasting.
You know, this is the bullpucky that we get into in this new world with we're doing Zooms or whatever. We had a virtual tasting. Virtual tasting. Yeah. No,
That's what you do now.
You drank whiskey on the internet. That's all you did. All right.
Well, we all have this. Yes, well.
But didn't you
they
get
send out little packages to each of the
ladies?
That's
what I was about to say. You got packages and a shirt
didn't
you? We
got shirt.
Yeah.
So we got some merch from Jack Daniels and stuff like that, and we had and we sipped some of their products. So yeah, so we had an actual little tasting.
Like, you guys, they sent you stuff?
Yeah.
Wow. So I remember looking at your Instagram and I saw the picture of the Jack Daniels shirt.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was a sweatshirt or a t-shirt or what, but I saw that and I was like, okay, I see. This is real. This isn't just a bunch of alcoholics.
Why does she hide all the good stuff from us? Why does she do that, Antoine? What happens?
I feel like she lets me in on stuff.
I don't get nothing. I don't get nothing. I don't know nothing.
I feel like Monica lets me know what's going on.
Sets up all these virtual tastings and has this wonderful time. And the only thing I get is the tired half of it. I get the other side. Oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
I had this in my calendar. I was like, make sure Monica has some Excedrin for a head on Friday morning.
My calendar's like, nobody got anything going on. There you go. Well, good morning. We're here to roll on your Friday. He went skydiving, then he went viral.
Miss Monica's diamond of the day.
That would be she, Chloe.
Oh, she went skydiving. Chloe, okay.
And before you tell this story, Monica, I just want to put out there's always an open invitation for you, Monica, and you, Zach, for us to go skydiving as a team. That invitation is always there. Just let me know.
God doesn't want me to.
God doesn't want her to.
Yeah, it was planned
all right.
A couple times and it was canceled.
Let me explain.
And
God, God doesn't want me to do it with her. I'm not sure. I go with you. Monica did, and she is right in that at one point, she had a weak moment. Maybe you were still on that medicated high after you gave birth to Ava, because that lasted for a couple hours. Maybe this is when you agreed to skydive live on the air.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, we were talking about how to hook up microphones and stuff so we could record the whole thing. Yeah, it was going to happen. I don't know what body snatcher agreed to this thing in the first place, but she was going to do it. And then the day it was supposed to happen, you know, skydiving is very weather sensitive. It's you know, it's got to be the right conditions.
Yes.
So it got postponed.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fine. Then
all right.
It got postponed again. Yes. And when it got postponed again, that was when she said that it's a sign from God. I'm not doing it.
So
then she finally wised up. I don't know if she came back from the other dimension she lived in or whatever. So that was the end of that. So Monica is convinced that if she does skydive, she will bounce off the ground like a boulder. If in fact she
I would dive midair.
We will talk.
Oh, well, fair enough.
You and I will talk more about this later on, but let's hear about this young lady, Chloe.
No, that's me and you, Monica.
Okay.
But let's hear about Chloe.
The reason I bring up this story, though, because this story should actually be Antoine. It should be you.
Okay.
Because
she's
viral on TikTok with 2 million views because of her faces, the faces that she made while skydiving. So I'm mad at this story. And I think that Antoine should be mad at the story, too, because you should go viral.
Okay. So this should have been Antoine. This is a story of viral success that this Chloe gets that she has stolen from Antoine. I mean, this should have been him.
And she blames it on the wind. She says that the wind was crazy that day.
And it's blowing
and like
in her mouth.
The weather. Yeah. So she was smiling and her face. Apparently, people just love the video so much. That, like I said, 2 million views.
So this is funny because I went skydiving a couple years ago and I have a video of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in the video of it, or not in a video, but during skydiving, the guy told me, he said, hey, sometimes people get so excited they don't breathe. So what you need to do, you need to scream. And when you scream, that will open your mouth so you can breathe all that.
Oxygen and stuff.
And so I'm falling. I'm free falling and I can't breathe. And I'm like, why can't I breathe? And this connects to Chloe. And I'm like, why can't I breathe? And I was like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. So I get the video. And I'm watching the video of me skydiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have a camera hooked to my arm. So I'm trying to smile. I'm trying to pose for the camera while also enjoying skydiving.
Uh-huh.
The wind is blowing so hard. It blows my top lip to where it covers my nostrils of my nose. And that's why I couldn't breathe. Like
you had your mouth up your nose.
I was like, I was doing all of that, but I couldn't breathe. And so I had the video and I told my students I was going to show them the video.
Mm-hmm.
I spent 3 to 4 hours editing that video to edit out all of the lips covered in
nose. Why would you do that?
I know. In hindsight, I should not have done it. I could have went viral.
Gosh.
So now all that footage is gone? The lip footage is what you're saying?
Oh, no, it's not gone. Oh, it's just not in the video. That I post to social media. I still
then it's
have
ready
the
for
footage.
TikTok.
Right.
I have the footage.
Let's just have the lip version. Like, we don't even need, what you can do is you can show the version. Here's the version I showed all of my friends to look cool. And then just show us the outtakes of
2 million views.
In fact, what I may do when we play our next song, Ariana Grande, whatever's next, I have video on my computer. I may show Zach.
Okay.
I might show Zach the lip thingamabob.
How dare you assume Ariana
Grande? You're TikTok ready. Get ready for it.
See, you could have. All you had to, so just remember, if you want to go viral, just stuff your upper lip up
that's
your nostrils.
You have to do.
Yep, that's all you have to do. Your weekend has arrived. What are you doing with it? Antoine, what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it?
Well, I have a lot of things to watch. I have this weekend, I'm overloaded. I have Coming to America 2, which you'll talk about in the Binge Watch Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's just called Coming 2. America, but they changed the preposition to the number.
Right, and it's stupid to sit here and say, coming number two America, so you have to just
I got to watch that. Right. I got the season finale of WandaVision and the NBA All-Star Game this weekend.
So it's very interesting that really, and I guess that's sort of the story of our lives the last year, is I got a lot of plans while not actually having any plans.
Yes, I'm not going anywhere. I'm not going anywhere, but I'm busy.
Leave me alone.
Yes.
I got stuff to do. All right. That's good. Got a lot going on. Yeah, I guess they dropped the Coming to America sequel last night early.
They dropped it early. It caught me off guard.
I'm hoping that's a good sign. They think, you know what? This is so good. Just get out there. As opposed to, this sucks. Would you get it out of the... It's like throwing away bad milk. Just pour it out.
Get it out the fridge.
You don't want it anymore. So we'll discuss that coming up in the Binge Watch. Monica, what are you doing with your weekend?
Well, I have some more virtual stuff going on. Also, I have a bridal shower. So it's going to be just
Is it a virtual bridal shower? Or is this a small gathering?
Small gathering.
Okay.
But then I also have a virtual little get together.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, yeah. I have a virtual baby shower, too.
Oh.
That I'm planning on skipping. Zach, what do you have going on?
Shots, man. Oh, really?
Both tequila and vaccine. I'm getting my shot this weekend.
At the same time.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Does that make it stronger?
I think so.
Right. Yeah, I think that's how it works. If you do a shot while you get your shot, that's like a double
shot. It's a double shot.
Mm-hmm. I think that's... Yes, okay, good. Yeah.
But yeah, so you get that on what day?
Sunday.
On Sunday, nice.
Mm-hmm. That's my brunch, my Sunday brunch at the Berglund Center.
Wait. I'm glad that you're finally here to join the club. I've been sitting in here by myself waiting on one of you guys to show up.
I've been wanting to show up.
You're still halfway in there in the lobby. Like, we could talk now. Yeah. You just can't come in.
No, because what they keep doing to me is, you know, we're in club vaccine, and I'm the next guy in line, you know, but I'm a guy. So the bouncer doesn't really want to let me in. I'm one of the undesirables. So I'm sitting there, and he's like, hey, man, we're full in here. We don't have any room for you. And then meanwhile, that other passageway, he lets a bunch of hot girls walk in. Uh-huh. I'm like, wait a minute. You said it was full in
there. We'll get to you when we get to you,
right,
sir.
Right. Aww. So, you know, I have to throw him an extra $20, and now here I am.
Yes.
And it's also man weekend.
Man, so you're by yourself? Just you and Lennon, I mean?
Yeah.
So what are you guys going to do?
Man things.
Such as?
We're going to watch WandaVision.
I was about to say Home Improvement. I don't know why that popped in my head.
Because they do that. He would like to watch Avengers Endgame because he has not watched it yet. So.
What?
Hmm?
Why has he not watched it? It came out 10 years ago.
I know. He's 8. That's why.
He should have watched it, Zach. You should have made him watch it. Poor father.
I haven't watched it either. I don't know.
I hate both of you. I don't hate Lennon. I love him.
You'll like it.
You know I'm not a big superhero movie guy. I don't hate them.
And this was like 3 hours long.
Yeah, 3.5 is like crazy long. In a lot of ways, I haven't seen most superhero movies because I've sort of been saving them for as he got a little bit older.
That makes sense.
I thought we could watch them together.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with that. It's funny, though. He goes, well, Dad, we really need to watch Infinity War first because we haven't seen it. And I said, I don't think any of these really tie together that much.
Yes, they do.
Yeah.
It's a part one and a part two.
For nerds. But I feel like I could. I think you could watch Endgame and get a pretty good idea of what's going on in the Spider-Verse.
There will be a quiz. There'll be a quiz.
I ain't taking no quiz.
I'm giving you one.
No, I'm that cool kid with the leather jacket in the back. I'm like, I'm going to go smoke cigarettes.
Breakfast Club?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. I'll go to detention. I'll see you. I will take none of your quizzes. I don't care. So, yeah, we going to be doing that.
Nice.
Eating pizza. Ice cream, man stuff.
You should have a beer. Get him a root beer.
Ooh.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
You guys can toast it. A little float. Get a root beer float.
We have a new couch. He can't do that. talking about men and men things and dude stuff. We were determining yesterday that there is one dude on this earth that deserves, has earned, he needs a hug more than anybody else after what he's gone through during the pandemic. And that, of course, is Monica's husband.
Monica, is there something that just will not get old?
Well, messing with Jared, for one.
Ooh,
like, I just love walking by,
poor,
you know,
Jared.
As he's sitting back on the recliner, and I'll just swoop and take his socks off.
I was thinking about this. Monica, I was thinking about this the other day. Like, when we're able to give hugs again, Jared may be the first recipient of my hug.
Okay.
Like, when we're able to actually physically touch people, I'm going to drive to your house, knock on the door. Jared's going to answer. I'm going to hug him. I'm going to say, come on in here, big guy.
Right.
I'm going to give him a hug, and I'm going to say, I understand, and then I'm going to leave.
That's all.
I'm not even going to explain anything else.
I thought you were going to say, you've made it, brother.
You survived.
Yep. Earning that hug.
It's going to be the first thing.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting because you talk to different people. So, when I can go somewhere again, I'm going to go to Disney World, or I'm going to go to Hawaii, or I'm going to go to England. Jared, he said he's going to an open field.
Like, just stand there.
Just to the field.
Right. He's like, I'm going to go to a field. He's like, with who? He's like, nobody.
I'm just going.
Mm-hmm. He's going to do, you know, in like all the different movies where someone walks through the open field and they put their hand out and they just graze it against.
Like powder?
Yeah, the very tall weeds. What is it? Gladiator, as he does that too, as he's walking in and he's just holding on to the weeds.
It's time for Fang Hacks on K92.
I mean, the wife let it happen to her, so it's also her fault, but,
I got confused. That's like, all I know is there's one star. I don't know who did what, where it was, but it was only one star.
Also, Zach, you can't mess with me today.
See, Antoine, like, what you were supposed to do is pretend that what I said sounded completely normal.
To confuse Monica.
So Monica thinks her cloudiness is just, is this me?
What is happening?
Am I still drunk? What's going on here? Oh, my God. Oh. Bang Hacks on a Friday trying to help you out. And Netflix is one of those things, or just watching stuff in general. While, yes, it's nice to have everything on demand and at your fingertips, sometimes it's what we call sensory overload.
Uh-huh.
Too many things. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't know where to go. You've got all these different streaming services. They throw a list at you and you think, is this the best thing I could be watching right now? And I don't know. So you kind of just get all freaked out, and then you end up watching a rerun of Friends anyway because you're just, you know, I don't want to think. I don't want to know what's going on. There is a new Netflix hack that will help you out. And Antoine, this is very exciting for you in particular.
Okay.
Because usually it goes the other way around on this. But right now it's only available for Android people.
All right.
And it's called Downloads for You. Okay. And the way this works for Android people is it's this new feature because a lot of people will download stuff to their phone so you can, you know, watch it if you're traveling or just whatever.
I've done that a time or two.
You know, if you're slacking off at work and you want to have it on there. And so it takes all of the things that you download, specifically just you, and creates an algorithm of other stuff that you will like, and you can do the settings of how much you want this to happen. It'll automatically download some stuff for you too, so you don't have to go look for it. You just open it up and be like, oh, here's my stuff. Very nice.
Okay, I like that.
Yeah, so it'll recommend based on you, and it's called Downloads for You. So if you want to check that out.
Yeah, I'm looking at that right now.
Something you can do. Monica, what can we expect from you here in the Fang Hacks today?
I'm going to help out everyone. Because there's a lot of people just breaking into cars and stuff like that. I have a solution.
So is this to prevent people from breaking into your car? Good.
I thought you were going to assist people in breaking into cars. Because you said I'm going to help people. There are a lot of people breaking into cars. Yeah. I want to help them out.
Because, you know, back in the day, you could just put the coat hanger in and pull the handle.
It was so easy.
It doesn't work that way anymore. Monica's going to help you on new ways. Okay, before we get to a life of crime, Antoine, help our pantry.
Yes, I'm all about organization. So I want to help you organize your pantry, get a little bit more space in there for you to move things around.
Pantry is one of those ones where it gets overwhelming fast, but when you can figure out some hacks, remember how proud of myself I was when I bought those little levels?
You were so excited.
I'm actually still, I get a little bit of a tingle.
Like when you open a door, you're like, look how nice that looks.
Now, sadly, I'm low rent, and right now I don't have a door, so it needs a door. Look in.
Right. Well, I'm going to help you with more space.
Okay.
If you are a family, a household that loves pasta, you know pasta comes in those big boxes, the big bulky boxes. While they don't take up a lot of space, they take up more space than they need to.
Too much space, yes.
So what you can do is, if you like Pringles, after you finish off the tube of Pringles, pour the pasta noodles into the Pringle can.
Interesting.
Because then it saves space, especially for those long strand noodles where the box is a little taller, a little wider because there's more in there.
Gotcha.
You can get so many more in that Pringles can.
Interesting. So then you'll have them in there and people come over and they'll be like, damn, they love Pringles.
Exactly.
They got like 75 containers of Pringles in there.
You can create you some custom labels, but it saves space. It saves space using the Pringle cans versus those boxes.
I will say this. If you go online and you start Googling things like pantry space savers, there's all sorts of random, like I did. I bought these little shelves. They're leveled off, so they look like steps. But then that way you can put a can, and then behind it a can, and behind it a can, instead of stacking them all the way up to the top.
Yep, and you can see where they all are. Yeah.
And there's all sorts of other containers and stuff that you can do. Mm-hmm. Or Pringles. I like to say it that way because it's classy.
Pringles. Yeah, I can't roll my arms, so I still can't do it.
That's the other reason I do
it. Pringles. Yeah.
Oh, he's doing a skydiving.
I won't get the lip video. Pringles.
All right, Monica Brooks. These days, it's just so hard to break into cars, so help us out and let us know how to do it.
If you go on Facebook, you see just like every other day, somebody's like, oh my gosh, it broke into my car and they took something, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
You know?
Actually,
it's terrible. It's terrible. It sucks.
It happens a lot. You'll find a whole neighborhood gets hit. It's happened in my neighborhood before where they basically, in the middle of the night, just go walking up and down the street and see if anyone has left their car unlocked. And many of us.
Yeah, because people forget.
Yep.
And we're all just busy. We're thinking about stuff and whatever. And then you just slips your mind. You're like, oh, I didn't lock my door.
So my apologies to the person that did get into my car and take everything out of the center console and then stole nothing because all it was masks and hand sanitizer. I apologize for not leaving my iPhone in there.
You'll do better next time.
No, I will not. Uh-huh. I will do worse.
Well, I have a solution.
Okay, good.
Yeah. All right, because all you need is a note, just like a bank robber. So you have your car, you have your note. On the note, just write down big letters, let me help you.
Oh.
There ain't ish in this car. And put that note on the passenger side so they open your door, they look at that note, they're like, well, you know,
there's
ain't
nothing
in this car.
I might as well leave. Okay.
And there you go.
See, what I get into there is I don't want to agitate the perpetrator at this point, and I don't want them to get angry because here's how I think criminals will often think.
Please get into your criminal mind.
Okay. Well, it's very scary in there. But if I see that and it says there ain't ish in this car, well, then out of spite and revenge, I will poop in that car because now there is.
Now there's ish in there.
That's no. All right. But you got to take your time. If they're trying to be quick and just, you know, get whatever. Yeah. They're criminals. They're going to try to be fast.
You know, I'll put this out there to all the criminals listening right now.
Just don't be criminals.
You know who you are. Would you cut it out? Would you stop?
Would you cut it out? Yeah, that's all it took.
Well, what I'm saying, let me be more specific. Would you stop doing it to other people? Would you stop doing it to your friends and neighbors? Stop stealing packages off your neighbor's front porch.
Oh, I know.
Stop messing around in your neighbor's cars. Like, if you're going to go for a life of crime, do like they do in Ocean's 11. Go to, like, a casino. You know, just do heists. Do things like that. Go there. Stop stealing. Have some respect for your neighbors, for crying out loud. That's all I'm asking.
This is like the D.A.R.E. program for thievery right now.
Right.
Kids, don't do drugs.
It is.
There you go. I said it. They
don't
won't
do it.
It.
Right. No, mine's a little bit worse because I'm not saying, look, don't do crime at all. I'm saying, would you just do crime on, like, big business? Would you leave regular people alone? It's like me saying, kids, don't do drugs. Except for those edibles. Like, those are pretty cool. Yeah, like, those
they're
ain't
like
bad.
Vitamins.
You're home on a Friday, you know, that kind of thing. Would you just be nice to
that
your
sucks. You had somebody go through your car, too?
Who, me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
Did you have someone go?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Yeah, that was it. It happened a month or so. And
it was like 2 months ago, I think.
I left my car unlocked. I forgot. And, you know, I don't leave anything in the car. But again, I always worry to get in. So, this car doesn't have anything. Let me smash the window just to teach him a lesson.
I'm going to leave something.
That happened to a friend in Atlanta yesterday.
Yeah. See?
She said, and they didn't take anything. They just broke the window just because they just wanted to.
Right. So again, doing that. Don't be a jerk.
So
don't
like,
be. We've had that happen in our neighborhood a few years ago. The BB gun, just people going and shooting. Uh-huh. Again, like shoplift.
Terrible.
Don't be doing things to your neighbors. Go learn how to shoplift or figure out heist for crying out loud. Who's ready to go this way, that way? Smack it up, flip it, rub it down, do all sorts of things. Here's your host, Antoine.
It is time for Either Or. Either Or is a game we play on Fridays where Zach and Monica go. Well, actually, don't go. We see how much faith. No, that's another game, too. I'm really confused today.
Well,
on
you know what? I'm confused, too, because let me ask you this question. When you started talking there in the beginning, you were like, it is. What accent was that? What was that?
I have no clue. Because I pulled that out of my pocket.
It was like sort of Jamaican, sort of I'm hosting Masterpiece Theater. Like just a little bit of it is. Uh-huh. Dying.
I am amazing with accents. Let me tell you.
You know what it was? It was the accent of all.
It's everything. It's all of the above. It's D. Yes. Either, celebrity either or. I give Zach and Monica two celebrities or two categories, and I give them some information. And they have to tell me what that information applies to.
Right. It's the battle of this or that. The random tidbits about stuff and things. That's how celebrity either or works. And it's me versus Monica today as we start off.
Round one.
Round one of either or.
All right. So, Zach, since you helped correct me and walk me through that introduction right there that I was struggling with.
Yes, I do.
I'm going to give you the choice.
Okay.
Do you want this first category in the first round, which is best of five, which is songs, are they by Bruno Mars or The Weeknd?
Okay.
Or do you want the mystery category?
Okay. I get the choice.
So it's going to be song titles, and you have to tell me if it's by Bruno Mars or The Weeknd.
Everybody listening, you get a choice as well. There is a prize, so if you would like to have a vested interest in this game, it's like gambling. Pick Antoine, not Antoine, pick Zach or Monica in the game. Don't pick Antoine. He doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
I don't know what's happening right now, guys.
It's Friday. It's all right.
It is. That's fine. You know what? I blame Monica for this because she was doing whiskey tastings last night.
Yes, she was.
And it has somehow rubbed off on us. I don't know how, Monica.
Osmosis.
That's right. Her breath.
That's what it was.
It's her hot whiskey breath. So if you want to win a $20 gift card to Suntan City, just text in now to 52353. Who do you think is going to win this game? Is it going to be Zach? Is it going to be Monica? We'll pick from the winner pile, and somebody will win that $20 gift card. I am going to...
Song titles by Bruno Mars or The Weeknd, or do you want the mystery category?
I would like the mystery category.
All right.
I'm going to pass on that one.
I actually think that might have been in your best interest, but we'll see. All right, Monica, you get to go first. I'm going to give you a song title, and you just have to tell me, was it by Bruno Mars or was it by The Weeknd?
The Weeknd's one of those artists. I think he's just got a lot of songs that I don't remember, don't know the names of, right? He probably has a song called Hi, you know, and I didn't even know.
Well, I'll take that off my list. No, I'm just kidding. All right, here we go. Starboy.
Because I'm a Starboy. That's Weeknd.
Correct.
Not that it sounds like that. Because I'm a star boy.
Yeah, it's definitely
I'm a star boy. How are you doing?
All right. Yep. Earned it.
Earned it. That's weekend. It.
Correct.
Okay. I'd be 2 for 2 right now.
Grenade.
Okay, that's Bruno. Mm.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Marry you.
Oh, gosh. Marry you. That feels like a Bruno.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And last, Versace on the floor.
Versace on the floor with Cardi. I think that's Bruno.
Versace on the floor, which it doesn't sound like that.
And there's no Cardi on that, but it is Bruno. Correct.
Okay. Darn it. I would have gotten all five.
I thought Cardi. Okay,
shoot.
Never mind.
Well, Zach, I think you'll know this. All right. I'm going to give you a president's name, mm-hmm. and you have to tell me if it's a real president or a fake one.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm getting 5 out of 5 on this.
You're good old president.
I was a history minor, man. I know this. Here we go.
Zachary Taylor.
Zachary Taylor.
Didn't take you long to pause there.
Well, it's like, me off guard.
It's because I'm like, is it Zachary Taylor, Zachary Tyler? But I think it was John Tyler. Zachary Taylor. That is a president.
Correct.
Okay. But it's confusing. Uh-huh.
Willard Fillmore.
Willard Fillmore, is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay. So Willard Fillmore was not a president.
That's correct.
Millard Fillmore was a president.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Francis Pierce.
Francis Pierce. Not a president.
Correct. Okay. Warren Harding.
Warren G. Harding was a president, thank you.
Correct.
And a big horn dog. There's your little interesting
piece. I'll
add that
to next week's episode.
Yeah, he had a side piece. He had a kid with a side piece. It's all, you know what's funny is I learned that on Boardwalk Empire on HBO.
There you go. See, show's educational.
Exactly. I was like reading because I had the subtitles on. I read his autobiography is what it was.
All right, your last one.
Uh-huh.
Benjamin Franklin.
Benjamin Franklin never was president and never deserved to be president because of all of his stupid the daylight savings and whatever. He should have string him up. Not a president.
That's correct.
I have strong opinions.
All right.
Yes, I can hear that.
Both of you guys.
Also a notorious horn dog. I'd just like to point that out.
Both of you guys, 5 out of 5.
All
so
right.
So it comes down to the second round. It's the round of streaking. You go until you miss
one. We're going streaking.
Out of a possible 10.
Okay.
All right. Monica, you go first since you started the game. I'm going to give you a TV show, mm-hmm. and you have to tell me how many kids did the parents have on that show.
Ooh. Oh.
So, for example, your first one is Full House, Danny Tanner. So, did Danny Tanner have 3 kids or 4 kids?
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
Okay. Are we starting it?
Yes.
Okay, so
no, that was just so we practice voice. Everyone wanted to practice talking for a minute.
So did Danny Tanner have 3 kids or 4 kids?
He has 3.
That's correct.
Okay.
Fresh Prince, Phil and Vivian. So Uncle Phil and Aunt Viv.
Mm-hmm.
Did they have 5 kids or 4 kids?
They have the 4.
That would be correct.
Okay.
Which
I gotta think about these families.
Because Will don't count. Because
Will
it's
doesn't
not
count.
Kid.
No, he's the cousin.
So
of
you got
nephew.
Ashley, Carlton, Hillary, and Nikki.
Oh, yeah, a little
Nikki.
Boy.
Don't forget about baby Nikki.
I thought they found him at like a McDonald's or something.
That's
just
not
kept
what
him. He was like a toy baby in a Happy Nikki. Meal. So they just added him. Ta-da!
All right, Family Matters. Carl and Harriet. Did they have 3 kids or 2 kids?
They have Okay, because they have Laura and the boy. That other little boy, little curly-haired boy, that wasn't theirs, I don't think. So I'm going to go 2.
All right, 2 would be incorrect. You forgot about Judy.
You forgot about the one that got written off.
Oh, that one.
Went upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
She went upstairs
That's
and never came back down.
Right. And by the way, the little curly-haired boy is Richie. He was not theirs. Yeah. He was
Rachel.
He was the nephew.
He was mm-hmm. Rachel's son.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh. That,
wow.
That one's kind of a trick question because there were 2, but there originally were 3.
There were 3 for 3 seasons.
Uh-huh.
Like, there were 3 seasons.
Yeah, it's hilarious. If you never watched Family Matters, I mean, this girl was on the show for several seasons, and then she went upstairs on one episode to her room and never came down.
Mystery.
Never talking about her again or nothing.
So, Monica, you only got 2.
Oh, man.
You only got 2. So, Zach, you need 2 to tie, 3 to win.
Okay.
All right. So, we're going to stay in Sitcomville.
Sitcomville. I love living there. It's better than here.
We're going to stay in the area of the kids in sitcoms. I'm going to give you two siblings on sitcoms, and you have to tell me which one was older on the show. Which one was older on the show?
Dag.
What Monica said. And
dag.
Dag nabbit. Don't
first
you cheers
one.
Your coffee at me. On the. I see you on the Zoom cheersing at me, rubbing it in.
All right.
You jerk.
Who was older on their Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, Carlton or Hillary?
Antoine, I don't like it here in sitcoms.
Population two.
I feel like Hillary was the oldest of that whole shenanigans. Hillary
would be correct.
Oh, all right, is this the tie?
This is for the tie.
Oh, thank God, I can't do too many of these.
On the TV show, Brady Bunch, who was older, Marcia or Jan?
Oh, okay. See, you know, because I'm old, so I watched this show. Jan was the middle child, and it was always the thing. No one paid attention to Jan because she was a loser, and Marcia was the best, and it was all Marcia, because she was the oldest, so Marcia was the oldest.
Well, actually, hold on. Let me double check this.
Oh, what?
On the show? Marcia was the oldest,
Let me make sure.
I'm 100% on that. I will fight you to the death.
Let me double check. We're going to check the judges right now.
Jan was the middle child.
I just want to make sure. I could have written it down wrong.
I watched that show every day when it was reruns.
I just wanted to make sure. Okay. Yes, it is Marcia. Correct. For the tie. I just wanted to double check.
Yeah, I'll give you the hierarchy. It was Greg, and then it was Marcia, and then I believe Peter was older than Jan, and then Bobby was older than Cindy. They went back and forth,
That's correct.
Uh-huh. And then Oliver came in. That's a little weird.
All right.
Okay.
On the ABC TV show Black-ish, who's older, Zoe or Diane? This is for the win.
Just throw your hands up.
Zoe or Diane?
I didn't even know there were kids on that show. I have no idea. I've never seen it. I have no idea. A little ditty about Zoe and Diane.
Yep. So in the TV show Black-ish, who's the older sibling?
Diane? Okay. Well, Diane has to be 55 years old, because there's nobody named Diane younger than 55 years old. Meanwhile, Zoe, there's nobody over the age of 24 named Zoe. That's like saying, who's older, Gertrude or Zendaya? I mean, it's got to be Diane. If Diane is younger, I am boycotting the show that I've never watched in the first place. I will never watch the show.
All right.
Diane, final answer.
For the win, Zach. You will never be watching Black-ish.
Oh, that's bull crap.
Zoe. Diane is the youngest. Diane is the youngest of the four kids.
She's doing very well.
Wait, are all the kids 100 on this show? Is that how this works?
No, I think she's in middle school.
Diane.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She named after her weird aunt that never had kids? Like, who names a baby Diane right now?
All right, Zach, but tiebreaker round. So do you want one more within your category? Or do you want Monica to get one within her category? If they get it right, they win. If they get it wrong, they lose.
Hmm.
Do you want one more within your category or one more within Monica's category for her?
Can I have one more within Monica's category?
No, you cannot.
I don't want my category anymore. Fine. I'll give it to Monica.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you take it.
Okay. Monica, I'm going to give you a TV show, and you have to tell me how many siblings the adults had. So, in the hit show, The Addams Family, Morticia and Gomez, did they have two kids or four kids?
Because that little ball of straw, that doesn't count as a kid, right?
Does a ball of straw count as a kid?
You know, like the little it or whatever.
What about the hand? The hand that goes
that doesn't count as, like, something, right?
What's that?
The hand doesn't count.
Was Snoop Dogg a kid on the, remember, the hair and all that? Who's who on this one? These are the questions.
Yeah, so the hand doesn't count, is it? Right?
I can't answer these questions.
Okay, because that doesn't count as a kid. That's a pet, I think.
Is the little thing of hay named Diane? Those are the other questions I have. Diane.
Yeah, so you said two or four, so they have two.
Two or four. All right, you get this right, you win. You get it wrong, Zach wins. Monica, Congratulations. Correct. They had two. Wednesday and Pugsley Adams.
Okay, and that was it.
Yes.
Congratulations.
And Diane had died because she was old. Okay? Everyone was old. That was great grandma Diane on that show.
I will say Diane has an old spirit. Like, she wears glasses.
She does.
Seems like an adult.
It's because she's 100. Get a birth certificate on this Diane. I don't know who you're talking about. You know why? I am never watching that show that I've never watched.
That you've never watched.
Actually, now I probably am because I want to see this Diane character.
I'm going to show you a picture.
Yeah.
This is her.
The actress, she's won so many awards.
Diane. She's 8 years old on the show.
She's not 8 years old. What you have to do, you have to chop off one of her feet and count the rings like a tree because I think she's older. There's no way.
The K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Peppa Pig is a sensation that has turned children into little British children. You see that?
Peppa and a pig.
Right. There are Peppa. Little kids that will, Peppa, and they're from, you know, Vinton.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, they have this little British accent because they watch Peppa Pig. I had no idea that it is as much of a money-making machine as it is.
What, Peppa the Pig?
Peppa Pig, yeah. So they're going to open a Peppa Pig theme park in the Legoland Florida Resort. That's going to open next year.
Okay.
And it's separate admission from Legoland, so you want to go to Peppa Town. And it makes $1 billion a year in merchandising.
What?
I've never seen a child Peppa with Pig? Anything from Peppa Pig.
Yeah.
I've never seen like a Peppa Pig book bag or lunchbox or anything.
Yeah. I mean, they're everywhere. And just shirts and toys and just streaming revenue and all sorts of that stuff. Just $1 billion. It's Hasbro's number one licensed franchise is Peppa Pig.
Had no
wow.
idea.
Yeah.
Okay. That's impressive.
So parents, just explain to your children that this Peppa Pig park is closed. It hasn't been built yet, and hopefully never. It's never opening. Tell them that right now. It's closed forever.
Number two.
This is what happens when you lie. You get punished, and you deserve everything you get. This entire family got thrown in jail.
In jail?
Mm-hmm. For lying.
Just for a lie?
Yep.
What'd they lie about?
They lied about, they went on vacation. To the wonderful Turks and Caicos. Antoine's been there.
Oh, it's a beautiful place.
It's beautiful.
Yes. Now, is Turks nicer than Caicos?
They're a unit. We don't like to separate.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
They're like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen.
Exactly.
Like, they cannot
always
have
together.
Their own identity at all.
They gotta be together.
And I guarantee you, Caicos is annoyed. Because Caicos is like, Turks always get to be first. Turks, it's like Marsha, Marsha, Marsha. Same thing. Turks, Turks, Turks.
You land in Turks and like, okay, I'll visit Caicos.
Right. Caicos is just, it's where the... You know, whatever. There's, I don't know. There's like some breakfast place there, and that's it. Anyway, this family goes to Turks and Caicos, and they got, you know, they do their thing. They, after the fact, they say, we got food poisoning by this resort, and we want a refund. I want a refund. I demand all my money back because
man, come on.
It ruined our vacation, and you gave us food poisoning, and how dare you? Well, they countered by saying, oh, really? Because here's all your Facebook pictures of you having a wonderful time in Turks and Caicos.
Wow.
Hanging out at the water park. The dad in his bathing suit going down the water slide. He's got like his hands in the air and everything.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like y'all have diarrhea.
He had a tummy ache.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Yeah. Monica, you need to go to Turks and Caicos because karaoke there is so much fun. We went to karaoke and had a ball.
Oh,
just
so
you need to go.
Do they give people in the crowd the ability to turn your microphone off? Because that would make
no.
it fun for me if we could do that. Yeah, and there were no mentions of food poisoning in all their posts talking about what a great time they had.
That's
there.
Ridiculous.
Yeah, so guess what? In Turks and Caicos, they don't mess around. You's in jail. 4 months. 4 months
Four
in jail.
4 months?
I will say if I was going to be in jail somewhere... Turks and Caicos would probably be a nice jail to be in.
I have no doubt the jail's in Caicos. You know what
it is. Yeah. That's
number one.
All right. Speaking of vacations and reviews, this guy gave a 1-star review to this hotel. But, you know, I feel like it was justified. And he said, I'm not blaming the resort for this. This is my wife's fault. But I need to let you know that things like this could happen. She went and got a massage.
All right.
At this lovely spa and hotel. And, well, she kind of...
What?
Mashing potatoes?
Oh, no.
Her and the masseuse.
Oh.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
So why did
So he gave the hotel a 1-star because that happened?
Because
that's the hotel's fault?
Well, the masseuse, he says, seduced her. And then they spent the... Oh, look at this. It's in Turks and Caicos. Look at that. You see the kind of thing that goes down there? Look at that.
A lot of lies and deception there in Turks and Caicos.
Is this like... Okay, so is the question, is it what happens in Turks stays in Kirk's, or is, that feels like a Caicos to me.
Oh, that's definitely a Caicos.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet
Turks is family friendly,
right.
I'm sure.
Turks is where the water slides were, but where the masseuse is all, hey, baby.
Mashing potatoes.
That's a Caicos place.
They come and give you flyers like while you're on the beach.
Yeah, that's a Caicos place right there. I don't know. I feel like you've earned your one-star review. On like, everything was great, except, well, you know, my wife and the masseuse.
It's not the hotel's. It's not the resort's fault.
No, but they gave it the atmosphere.
That's
for
not part
happen.
Of the background. Check.
Better vet your employees. If he's too dang suave, I'm sorry, you're too dang suave. Get out of here. The week that was.
Yes.
Here on the K92 Morning Fang. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Ooh, yes.
Thank you for having us.
You're too kind. Too kind. We count down the top moments. We look back on the week that was here on the Thang. And we remember things. Sometimes we're just reminded of things like, oh, yeah, we did that kind of stuff. Monica sampled a lot of whiskey last night, so she is...
anything before this morning, it could be a blur to her.
Right. You know, they got, was it B.C. was before Christ, and now we say B.C. Uh-huh. was what, before Corona, so it's Monica's B.W., before whiskey. We got to remind her of all the things that happened before whiskey. What did happen around here? Moment number three on the K92 Morning Thang this week. We learned about rules and the very strict... yet tiny rules that some of us had to live with as we grew up in the homes of our parents and the laws that they laid down. And we learned all about the dangle rule.
The dangling.
Yep. Antoine was forced to live by the dangle rule. There was that rule, that one rule in your house that was such a big deal. And I couldn't believe your mother, Antoine, had the dangle rule, which I'd never even heard of the dangle rule.
Yes, it's the feet dangle rule. Like if you were laying on a couch, whether you had your socks on, bare feet or whatever, your feet did not touch the nice couch. If you were laying on the couch and you were taking a nap, then you just had to stop all the blood flow to your feet because they had to dangle off.
Nope.
Yeah. So there was a lot of times I tried to stand up and walk and had to sit back down on the couch because the blood hadn't gotten to my feet. I was like, why are my feet all tingly and cold all of a sudden? No, it's okay, baby, because the blood's rushing back down. It's all right. Just give it a second.
Were you a gross little child? Or were you, you seem to me as the kind of kid that even as a little kid, you had well-manicured, clean feet and things like that.
Yeah, we weren't allowed to be gross.
Okay.
We weren't allowed to be gross. If we were playing on the playground, rolling down a hill, we had a place outside. Change your clothes. You put them clothes over there. Don't you even come in the house. You change them, put them over there.
Yeah, I think I was relatively clean. There's always that one kid in the circle of friends, or even when you have kids now, there's that one kid. He always looks like he just got rolled in a dust storm and sent over
like,
to
how?
The house.
He got in a fight on Charlie Brown, where it's just a bunch of dust and stuff flying around.
Exactly. Yeah. It's something about, like, they rolled him over through a baseball field and then smeared a bunch of Kool-Aid on their face and then sent
always
them out.
Always little boys.
It was just normal.
Oh, it's always little boys,
Oh, yeah.
Too.
Always.
We're the worst.
Oh, they are. They're just, they're the worst.
But that's why my mother had the feet dangle rule, just to make sure.
So, moment number two, as we continue here on the top moments of the week, counting them down. Y'all got free admission to the gun show, but it was also an embarrassing admission to the gun show because my armpit hair started to dangle out. Speaking of the dangle rule, that's one where there should be no dangle rule. I should say that a lot of times we play these games and we broadcast on the radio and we broadcast on a podcast. We try to give you a peek behind the curtain. So if you ever want to watch some of the videos, you can watch us do some of these segments on our YouTube channel. And I was getting ready for me versus Monica. I think it was Fat Chance or something. And I'm all arm in the air. And Monica, I was confident until 1 second ago as I proclaimed Fat Chance. And I put my arm in the air and we have video cameras on. And when I did that, I saw some of my armpit hair and I was like, ah, gross.
I actually saw that earlier this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry.
When you put your arms in there. I was like, all right. I was like, does he have sleeves?
Trim.
Is he wearing a cutoff?
No, it's, you have to understand that it's hard living as a man that's just so friggin' buff as I am. I mean,
that's what it is.
Oh,
it's, you know, when the gun show is on, you're just,
I was just thinking the testosterone for like the arm hair, but too, you are pretty strong.
You know, I've been using Man Dip, Man Stain, and the Man Wiper 1000.
That's
so
all
I'm
of
just,
it.
I'm full of man, baby. Woo. Monica, I consider you to be a fashion-forward lady, and you know what looks good and what's in style. For men like a grown man, armpit hair, I mean, should I shave my armpits or should it?
You can trim it.
Well, yes.
Yeah. A little bit. Yeah. Yeah.
Trying to do that. Don't trust me. I went home and immediately.
It's just so funny.
Like, never again would this happen.
It's just so funny because before that happened, I had seen that armpit hair like pop out of your arm and it caught my attention to where I was like, I'm distracted. Where am I now?
Well, I was distracted too.
What's going on?
You were trapped inside my crevices and you didn't want to be there. I mean, it's an uncomfortable question to ask, but Antoine, do you have armpit hair?
Yes, I do.
Okay, I didn't know if maybe you shaved for your...
No. I mean, I'll trim it down a little bit, though, so I don't have, you know...
Sure.
Wardrobe malfunctions.
Me. Shave it off if he's got a big swim meet coming up.
You know, gotta be quick.
Outside of that, top moment of the week. Sometimes you have to deal with confusion in your life, and sometimes you have too much of a thing. You always think about when kids have friends, and if they got two friends that have the same name... Ugh, It's just so hard to keep track of them. And then you grow into adult life and you think, well, I can keep this together. No, you can't, because I have too many Todds in my life. There are too many Todds in my life, and I might have to make some cuts. I have two Todds in my life, and I may have to get rid of one of them because I keep texting the wrong Todd all the time.
Who needs two Todds?
I feel like that's a little Todd overload.
They're both. I know both Todds. They're both cool Todds.
One of them is better than the other.
Well, and it makes
let's keep that one around.
It lends to reason, Antoine, that if one Todd kills the other Todd, he'll absorb that Todd's powers anyway.
That's how that works.
Right. I think at the very least, I'm going to have to take one of their names in my contacts and change his name to Wrong Todd. So then I know he's Wrong Todd.
That works.
And every time I call him, don't text him. He's Wrong Todd. I'm not going to do that. And you know what? I don't want to be hurtful to Wrong Todd. So what I will do instead is I will put in my contacts, this is not the Todd you're looking for. I'll put
good. That's long. Just say other Todd. Because you never want the other Todd. You know, like I go to Kroger, but I don't go to the other Kroger. I go to Kroger.
That's the other Kroger. Yep.
Yeah. So just do other Todd.
Other Todd.
That makes sense. It makes sense.
I think they need to fight to the death. And then once they absorb each other's, then I get Super Todd. Like that works out perfect to me.
In fact, I'm putting a challenge out to everybody listening right now. Go through your contact list. If you have multiple people with the same name, get rid of them. Only have one.
No.
I want you to pull up your phone. If you have a Brandon, type Brandon in your contact list. If there's more than one Brandon,
let's see how many Brandons.
Get rid of one of them.
Okay, let's
get rid of one of the Brandons. That's how we're gonna live life, guys. We're not gonna carry this extra baggage.
I have a couple Brandons.
We're not gonna hold on to people we don't need in our lives anymore.
Oh my god, how did I end up with five Brandons?
At least three has to go.
Who are these people? Five Brandons. All
right. How do you know five Brandons?
You know what? They're going to have the battle royale.
I got four. I got four.
This is a Brandon Royale.
I already know which one stays, so the other ones, you're out of here.
Well, I would like all of the Brandons. You know who you are. I expect a PowerPoint presentation by Sunday as to why you should be the Brandon that I keep in my phone. Thank you very much.
Fork you!
Fork you!
Fork you!
Fork you. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
And when you hear Monica Brooks and she's sort of the fork you echo, you assume to yourself that it is because she is broadcasting from the she shed and there's just a little bit of a delay.
That's my assumption.
That's a whiskey delay.
Fork you.
That's what that is right there. Yeah. Right, Monica? I'll let you even go first.
Yeah, I'm forking myself because... Liz. I had a little bit too much fun last night. It was a great time hanging out with some friends, and we were taking samples, like tastings of whiskey, and it was just a great time. But, you know, it starts to lean towards like 12 o'clock. I'm like, we all have to get up early.
You mean 12 o'clock, like midnight last night?
Midnight.
Oh,
midnight,
shoot. Yeah. I thought maybe you were drinking at noon. I would have been okay with that. But, no. Guys, it's noon. I got to go to bed. I am sorry.
I got to go to bed.
Oh,
yeah, no. But
no.
It was getting a little late. Yeah. We had a wonderful time.
Very difficult in our business in particular, but I think other people can relate. If you do wake up early for work, trust me, we wake up earlier. Outside of a handful of truck drivers that listen to this show, we wake up before all y'all. Is when it is a school night, as we like to call it, and there's just fun is going on, guys.
And you don't want to leave the fun.
And you don't want to leave the fun.
You got to get sent to bed.
But you don't want to get sent to bed. And every now and then you do what Monica did and you say, forget it. I am a big boy now and I set my own bedtime.
I'll be okay.
And I will. Yeah. I want to have fun right now and it will be worth it to me. And then you wake up in the morning and you think, why did I make that decision?
This is not worth it
to me.
I still got up. I went to the gym and I was like, why? What did I do?
You went to the gym?
Yeah.
God love you. I mean,
she is disciplined, that young lady.
You are more disciplined than me. I would have woken up and be like, oh, it's too bad the gym's closed today for the snow. What snow? I don't know. Find it somewhere. I have no idea.
For yes. you!
Who or what needs to be told, Mr. Antonio Terelicus? What's going on
All
here?
All right, I need to say fork you to the Instagram green circle.
The Instagram green circle.
Oh, Zach, green
Zach
circle.
Do you know
yeah.
about the green circle? I know Monica knows about the green circle.
I don't think I'm familiar with the green circle. What is the green circle?
All right. So, Monica, you know what the green circle is, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, the Instagram green circle on your stories, if you're included in a special group, when they post to the story, it'll be a green circle around it. So, for example, I have some friends in radio that may post things on Instagram on their story that's not radio friendly. That's not friendly to their brand. So they're only posted so their friends can see it and not just everybody out in public.
Gotcha, gotcha. So it's kind of like an exclusive little club that
you're in.
Exactly,
like a group text on Instagram kind of, yeah.
So the green circle says, hey, this isn't for everybody. This is just, you know,
like
just
you're the only one seeing this. But so I'm in a few of those and then I'm like, wait a minute, how many of those am I not in? So now when everybody else is posted and I see the red circles, I'm like, wait, do you have a green circle too? And you just haven't included me? Why am I not in your green circle? I want to be in everybody's
like,
green
how come
circle.
I'm not good enough for your green circle? I only get your red circle. Well, Antoine, then you could just be me. I'm in no one's green circle. I have
see,
no
but Antoine, do you have a green circle?
No,
do
I don't have a green circle. I barely post, so I don't have a green circle.
Okay. You I don't have a green circle.
I was about to say, because you have one and I'm not in it.
Because I think it's too risky for me because, you know, I'm just posting all over the place. So I don't do that.
I can't do it either. I've gotten to the point in my life where I've decided all communication might as well be on a billboard on the highway. Like, I just decide everybody can see everything all the time, always. Mm-hmm, so even if I think it's in a text to two of my friends, I think, would this get me fired? And if the answer is yes, I'm like, delete. I am not doing that.
And there's nothing they're posting that's crazy, but sometimes it's like the song lyrics that's not radio friendly.
Yeah.
Or it's a movie quote that's not, you know.
But it's not even about the content. I understand what you're saying. It's about being admitted to the club.
Yes, I just want to be in there.
Because I am now mad at every single one of you green circle people that I have been excluded from your green circle. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm also a hypocrite because I don't want to be in people's green circle either because then it's going to be too much. I'm going to be like, oh God, with the green circle
but
again.
But you want to be in it, but you don't want to have to see
it. I want
it,
but I don't want it.
Okay, that's fair.
It's, you know, it's one of those things where you say, how dare you not include me in your plans? All right, do you want to go out with us? Oh, I'm tired. I don't
want to. No, thank you. But thanks for inviting me.
Why y'all bothering me? Would you guys leave me alone? I just need a break from you guys. What is going on?
Fork you!
Text in to 52353. Maurice, mad at February. He didn't even have to go into explanation. Just fork February. Just forget it.
But why is Maurice mad at February?
I guess he gets paid hourly and February stinks because there's less days in it and that he thinks there should be like February insurance. February is just, it's as if we built a house and you have a nice house and then, you know, someone decided to do a bump out or maybe like an extra little room and they just never finished it. Like the contractor
really
stopped showing
February.
up.
I've never met anybody who hates February as much as you do.
It's because it's the worst month of the year.
August, without a doubt.
It goes by fast.
August is the worst month, in my opinion.
No, it isn't.
August?
What do you celebrate in August?
The fact that football is about to happen.
But what do you actually... So that's in September. So what are you celebrating in August?
Too hot for people to wear clothes.
So most people aren't going outside. Most people are complaining about the heat. So what are you celebrating in August?
I'd rather that
I'll
than be
it.
Cold.
I'll take August.
I'd take August.
I don't have a problem with February. February, love, All-Star Game, Super Bowl. Okay, know what? There's no more International Zach Jackson Day because that's in February.
That's fine. We take that whole month off.
January.
No Super Bowl. January.
You think January is worse?
January is just kind of sad.
Yeah, I don't like January.
Yeah.
Anyway, who or what?
Moving on.
We could argue months all day long around here, but we have more important things to get to, like socks. Fork you, socks. I hate socks.
Why do you hate socks?
I hate them because I can never have. Apparently, it is not in my cards in the cosmos to ever have two socks. I don't get to have two socks.
What?
It is a systematic destruction in my home of all of my socks. I am always the one with the orphan socks. Everybody else seems to have
so
both of
their
socks.
So you think your family's doing it to you on purpose?
Not specifically my family as much as my wife, who's the one who handles the laundry. But I just purchased new white socks, you know, for the gym, like ankle socks and things, Under Armour, that kind of thing. I have had one laundry cycle, and I'm already down a sock.
What
did
you do?
Did you put both of them in the hamper?
I have no idea. I don't
know. You lost a shoe, last week, didn't you?
I know.
Exactly. It sounds like, you know, this is a recurring problem with you.
Look, I scoop up everything that's on the floor and I throw it in the dirty clothes pile. Beyond that, I don't know what happens after that. I have no idea.
But maybe it's not in a dirty clothes pile. Maybe you've accidentally kicked it under the bed or something.
Maybe you've accidentally kicked
it under the bed. I'm just trying to give... No, I'm trying to help.
Now, that does happen from time to time, but then I will kind of go in and go under the bed and get anything that's underneath there and put it all in the wash. And still, some of them, they never return. And I know where they are. They're wherever all my Tupperware lids are, because that's the other place that I can...
I think my wife says, every now and then, I think she does it to just make me go insane, slowly.
One of those kings from back in the day. You know how they would just slowly go mad? I'm going to be the mad king, like Game of Thrones. That'll be me. The mad king, Zach Jackson. Yeah.
Oh, I think you're on your way there now.
I think I'm already there. I got to be honest. Good morning.
For you.
To our friend Hope. Hi, Hope.
Hi.
Hi. Who or what needs to be told?
Fork you.
Lady.
I want to say fork you to my boyfriend's cat.
Okay. No explanation needed.
I'm about to say it's a cat.
It's a cat. It's perfectly fine. Go ahead.
I mean, yeah, cats can be jerks in general, but this one in particular, you know, took the cake. The cat peed on my work uniform. Ugh. And what was even better than that is I didn't discover it until I got to work because I was in a rush, threw my shirt, you know, in my bag. I get to work. I put it on. And boom, you know, it's in your face.
And there's nowhere to go now because you're at work and you need to work. And there you are. Now you've become, and everyone else is like, oh, my Hope is like, just she's becoming a cat lady before our very eyes. I don't even know what to
do. You're not going to be able to shake that. Like that's how people are going to think about you for the next 6 to 8 months.
Oh, I thought you were going to say years.
I didn't want to give her that long.
I didn't even think about that. Thanks for making it better.
Yeah, they're going to talk about you.
Well, remember, we like to have people slowly go mad. That's what it is. Start obsessing over it. What this woman found hiding in her apartment is insane.
The K92 Morning Thing blows your mind.
Craziness.
I know.
Oh, Samantha. Just so weird. So this woman, she lives in a creepy apartment because she shared actually that she found a creepy apartment behind her mirror.
Yeah, you know what was in her hidden in her apartment, Antoine? An apartment. She had a secret apartment
In the apartment?
Yes.
In the apartment, behind a mirror.
So in her bathroom,
she discovered a hole.
She felt like a draft behind the mirror. Uh-huh. She's like, why do I feel like, you know, the wind? And she takes off the mirror and there's a giant hole. And she climbs through the hole. It's another apartment. It was like a passageway to another place where there. Here it is.
Let me show you what I found in my New York City bathroom. I realized the mirror moves.
There's a room back there.
What if someone's living in there right now?
I have to go in. What is on the other side of my bathroom? It's freezing in here. Wow, this is a whole other planet.
Made it out alive.
My landlord's getting a really fun phone call tomorrow.
I wouldn't be calling the landlord.
I'd be decorating.
I'd be putting Airbnb. I'm going to start. Man, you ever see what the rent is in New York City? Start renting that room out.
You know, there's a catch. Your front door is kind of weird.
Just so you know, you got to come through the house.
Right. To get into your house, you have to crawl through a hole that's in my bathroom. But outside of that, it's a lovely, very private, exclusive sort of place.
All yours.
You probably get at least $1,000 a month for that place. And tell the landlord, forget that, because now he's going to start renting it out. And some guys will be like, yeah, I'm here to get into my apartment. Get in your bathroom, please.
Keep it to yourself.
Yeah. That's so weird, though. It's the old buildings and stuff. And my house growing up was had all these weird passageways and things because it was a house that was built in the 1800s. And, for example, my room was technically what used to be the servants' quarters.
Okay.
So, which was fitting because my mother made me do everything when I was a child. Nice. So it made sense. Like, she was grooming me from birth to do everything. And so there were little hallways that accessed every other room upstairs. Behind the room so the servant could go in and clean the room and not be seen because we're so gross, you know, go in and empty out the bedpans or whatever, and then you could go right down to the kitchen where you belonged to make food for everybody too. So just weird little passageways and everything. This is a horrible and unfortunate story that happened in Italy because they had this beautiful cemetery right on the coast, right on a cliff in Italy. Well, what happens is after time, you know, land moves and stuff. They had a landslide. Mm-hmm. 200 coffins fell in the ocean.
Now they're waterbeds.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
I know, they sit here and they say, well, we've recovered so far 10.
Do you?
Why do you recover?
Yeah. Why not just let it? Now it's just a different kind of burial.
Exactly. Now you know what? You got two burials for the price of one. You got to be in this beautiful cemetery for 100 years.
Yeah.
And now you get burial at sea for free.
Now your family plot is the ocean.
Exactly. You're welcome.
We have drought. Upgrade.
Cover these things. See, this is why I'm not a coffin guy. Are you, Antoine? Are you a coffin guy?
I haven't thought that far in advance, to be honest.
I know. Look,
you haven't thought about that. Nah. Like, what? You haven't thought about, like, would you want to be buried in a coffin? Do you want the cremation? And you want to be, you know, skydived?
I think you want to be propped up.
Propped up.
No, I feel like that's something Zach would want.
Oh,
no,
it is.
I don't have, like, I'll make jokes about it, but at the end of the day, I really don't care. I don't. Like,
what are you going to say about it? You're going to make a complaint?
Exactly. Whatever my family decides they want to do with my body, you know what? That's on them. Because I'm I'm gone. I'm not here anymore.
You think if they just threw you in a bucket and put you on the side of the road, you'd be okay with that?
I don't have a choice. I don't have a choice. I didn't pay for that bucket. Rude. I didn't spend my money on that bucket.
Put a little sign that says free body. You know,
exactly.
Just put it right there.
Weekend at Tweezy's. I'm good with it.
Monica, what about you?
I really don't know. I mean, what are you going to do? Your family...
You can have wishes. Like, you can at least have. I feel like everybody had at least an idea of what they would want.
Let's spin it. For my mom.
Yeah.
So me and my brother would have a lot to say with my mom, with our mom. So for that, I'm like, okay, I would like for my mom to be in a casket. I would like for people to pay her dying wishes. Uh-huh. That's what I would want. My family would decide what they want for me.
Okay.
Me and my brother would decide for our mom, and our family decides for us.
Okay. I'm going hologram.
So you can still exist.
That's been creepy.
Don't care. I want it to be creepy. I'm going to make it uncomfortable, too. Occasionally, the hologram's even going to take his pants off. That's right.
Oh,
you're going to get a bonus when you visit Dead Zach
Jackson.
I hope
the battery dies.
The Mad King is back again.
K92, Miss Monica's Hot List. Number 3.
Meghan Markle. She's in some trouble.
Is she?
You see at the palace? They want to probe Meghan Markle's bullying claims. Because the staff... They said that they were bullied by Meghan Markle and that she even made some of them cry, and they're so upset. So they're going to do a little investigation.
I don't believe them. I think they're trying their smear campaign because Meghan and Harry, they live here now. I guess they belong to us. And they're sitting down with Oprah, our queen, and they're doing this whole tell-all interview. And I think this is the palace. I find the palace to be just very stuffy. I mean, you have to do whatever the queen says.
Lots of rules.
You're not even allowed to have garlic in the food because the queen doesn't like it.
Exactly.
All right. You know what? You're funny in Naked Gun when it wasn't even you. But outside of that, the queen has nothing. They're useless. It's not like they do anything. So I think they are just... I think the queen probably makes everybody cry.
Prince Harry... He said that they had to get out of there. He said for his mental health.
I think so, too.
And
he said it was stressful.
And it could be a thing where Meghan speaks up for herself.
I think so.
So it could have been a situation to where it wasn't what they were used to. So change could have made them uncomfortable as well.
I think from the start, she was not set up for success, that they were going to immediately feel differently about her because she was not British. I think first and foremost, above anything else, the fact, this American chick is going to come in here and tell us what to do. Yeah.
Because when
I'm tired of crumpets.
When I hear a British accent, I'm like, you're probably smarter than me. Like, I automatically think that without knowing anything. So maybe they think the opposite of us.
Crumpets are stupid. It's like a muffin that somebody sat on. Like, I don't even know what's going on.
Just, oh, you want that just dry and give me some tea.
Number 2.
Tea. Tea. So. Any society that's built on tea is a ridiculous society.
I will say I enjoy tea a little bit.
Yes, you do.
But anyway.
But the Japanese actually kind of like that.
Anyway, Tekashi 6ix9ine. Remember that rapper?
Uh-huh.
He went to jail and did all kinds of stuff like that. Okay, well, he gained 60 pounds.
Oh, good.
Yep, but he lost it all. He said he gained 60 pounds. He was so upset with his body. He put himself on a diet. And he actually said he gained 70, but he lost 60 pounds. So.
Okay. Did you see he was mad at Lil Nas X?
For what?
And you know what? He got what he deserved. I'm on Lil Nas X's side here. I mean, Lil Nas X, openly gay. And Tekashi made some sort of comment about him or a joke or an insult or whatever on Instagram. And Lil Nas X replied that it made it sound like Tekashi had been sliding in his DMs all this time.
Okay.
And he got all mad about that. He didn't like that. So, but he basically had it thrown back at him. And it's, you know what? You don't like it? Just don't talk. Like, good. Exactly. Yeah. Let him live his life. Did you know Lil Nas X and I are birthday buddies?
No, we did not.
I didn't know that.
Same birthday. Me, Lil Nas X, and Kristen Stewart.
Oh, K-Stew.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. I like that.
Twilight, right?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
You know what's it's
and she's been Princess Diana, speaking of royalty. Yeah.
This is a random tidbit about Zach's life that you probably don't care about, but it's just bizarre. So my wife loves the Twilight series, you know, always has, and she loves Kristen Stewart. Loves her. It's like her favorite actress in the whole wide world. So it's very funny that, you know, her birthday is the same day as mine. We share a same birthday. So here I am. I'm not even her number one when it comes to this birthday day. Kristen Stewart is. It's Kristen Stewart's birthday. But her birthday is Robert Pattinson's birthday from Twilight.
Oh, wow. Right.
Yeah. So my wife's
birthday. That's
cool. Yeah. Okay. I don't celebrate Bob quite nearly as
the
much,
Batman?
But
celebrate the Batman.
Oh, my God. I forgot he's going to be Batman.
Yeah, Robert Pattinson.
When does that come out? Year 4,000? Like what?
Next year.
Oh, my God.
March of next year.
Okay, good.
Everything's
good.
Next year. Good. God, next year we're so busy. We got so much stuff going on next year.
We got things to watch.
Number one.
I feel so bad for Jason Sudeikis. He's just so sad. So
sad. He does
sad.
Seem sad.
Yeah, and he even has a new girlfriend, and he told her, you know, I'm not ready for anything serious, but you're my girlfriend.
Okay.
But it just seems so...
And she's, Kelly Halsell's a sort of British pinup model or something. I mean, if Zach was writing out, hey, Zach, what's your wish list for a girlfriend? Well, British pinup model, of course. I mean, and that's what he has, but he's very
He's
sad
missing
about
Olivia
it.
Wilde.
Yeah.
He's missing her, and she doesn't care.
No, she's happy. She got Harry.
She really doesn't care.
Yeah. They got my guy, Harry Styles.
But that's what bothers me, because they were engaged. I mean, she cheated on her soon-to-be husband, ran away with this young boy, this Harry Styles, and seems very happy about the whole thing.
She does.
She can't be in a new relationship still fawning over the old relationship. She has to not care. She has to at least
She's 36.
Show that she doesn't care.
Yeah.
And Styles is 27.
Yep.
So
I want her to feel more bad about it, because it's not like she left an abusive relationship or a bad, and now she's in a better place.
She left an unhappy relationship. That's enough.
Jason thought they were happy.
Oh, that's usually how that works.
Everybody was happy until Harry showed up. It was you know what? She left a happy relationship for a sexier relationship. That's all she did.
Don't you put that on Olivia. She left a relationship she didn't want to be in for one she wanted to be in. I support her for that.
You support the cheater?
She's happy.
Not the cheater,
as long
but
as they're happy.
If they're happy, if she's happy, that's all that matters.
We're forgetting the fact we're all supposed to attack Harry Styles. How is he Teflonning in all of this?
Harry's chilling.
What's going
on
here?
Shout out to Harry. All right.
But it's a hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Say what?
I said the hip hop spelling bee. The hip hop spelling bee.
Show up.
Everybody in the house, come play with me. It's your host, Young Zachary. We're going to play right now, and you will see why we call it the hip hop spelling bee. What's up?
Nice.
Antoine and Monica will be playing the game today. It's the game of spelling and learning.
All right.
And musical stuffs and things. Rappers, they like to get very creative with the spelling of their name, so we just try to spell here in the game, and we call it the Hip Hop Spelling Bee. All Monica, right. I would give you the choice. Would you like to go first or second in the game today?
I'll go first.
Okay. Monica will go first. Antoine will go second. She gets it right, she gets a point. You get it wrong, Antoine, you will have a chance to steal.
Round one.
We are hanging out with the DCG boys in round one. Each of you get a DCG boy.
All right.
Monica.
Okay.
Please spell. I mean, I know you know the DCG boys so well, right?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
Of course.
Love them.
All right. Well, you just have to spell DCG Sean. DCG Sean.
Okay.
Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Sean. Sean.
Sean.
Sean. Sean. Sean.
I know, it's like...
Now we're just barking at each other.
I know. I was like, I'm trying to pick up what you...
D-C-G. Sean.
Okay. All right, so I'm going to go D-C-G. Sean. Okay.
Sean. Sean.
S-A...
Sean.
S-H-A-U-N.
S-H-A-U-N. Is...
No!
That means you're wrong.
Antoine, have you picked up on anything in DCG? Sean.
All right. DCG.
Sean.
Sean. DCG. S-H-W-N.
S-H-W.
Sean.
Sean.
Yeah.
Is? No!
That means you're wrong.
You are on the right track. But just on the wrong
was
letter.
Was it a different Sean?
The DCG Sean is DCG.
Okay.
S-H-U-N. Sean.
Shun.
Oh, dang Shun. It.
But he says, he pronounces it Sean, but it's S-H-U-N. Ain't no A in there. So no point for you in round one. Antoine, are you ready for your DCG boy?
I'm ready.
They're brothers, by the way, and there's three of them, but we're only doing two in this round. You just have to spell DCG. B-Sav.
B-Sav?
B-Sav.
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 There's a lot of vo on that one.
B-Sav.
All right. DCG BSAV. So it's DCG.
Mm-hmm.
The letter B. S-A-V. BSAV. Two Vs. So it's B-S-A-V-V. BSAV.
BSAV. Bills?
Correct.
Yes!
There you go.
It is. BSAV. DCG B-S-A-V-V.
All right.
Point for you, Antoine.
Point.
All right. Monica Brooks, we move away from the DCG people, and we move to some young people. They got a couple of different youngs here in round two.
You got youngs.
Yep. Okay. Yours is Young Blue. Please spell Young Blue. Or maybe it's Young Blue. Young Blue.
Okay.
Young Blue.
Blue. Young Blue. I think, okay, is he going to use, all right. I'm going to go Young Blue, Y-U. N-G, B-L-U, Young Blue.
Young Blue is.
That means you're wrong.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It is not. Antoine, your chance to steal. Please spell Young Blue.
One more time.
Young Blue.
I have no clue. So I'm going to say.
No clue. Young Blue.
Young Blue. Y-U-N-G.
Uh-huh.
B-L. E-W, Young Blue.
Like he's just,
yeah, he like is, he blew.
Like some cheese.
Like a yo.
Is.
Oh!
That means you're wrong.
Sorry, so close. The correct spelling of Young Blue is Y-U-N-G-B-L-E-U. Like the cheese, Monica, you love blue cheese.
That.
The blue cheese. Yes, Young Blue. All right, Antoine, you're in the lead. Get this right, you win. Get it wrong. Monica gets a chance to tie. You had Young Blue. How about Young Pappy?
Young Pappy.
Hi, I'm Young Pappy.
I'm that baby's Pappy.
Hi. Pappy. I'm right. Young, though. I was irresponsible as a teenager, so now I am Young Pappy.
Young Pappy.
Young Pappy.
Y-U-N-G P-A-P-P-E-E.
Pappy.
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 Young Pappy.
Did I say Pappy? No, I did not. No!
That means you're wrong.
I'm sorry, that is not the correct spelling. Monica Brooks, it all comes down to this. Can you correctly spell Young Pappy?
Young Pappy.
Young Pappy. Hi, I'm Young Pappy. Nice to meet you.
I'm going to go Y-U-N-G-P-A-P-I.
Okay.
No, that's Poppy. That, yeah. Wait, no, I'm sticking with
what's
it.
What's up to you?
Young Pappy.
You're going to go with that one.
Poppy. So.
Yeah.
Young Poppy. Get it right. We go to tiebreaker. Monica Brooks, you got it all wrong. I'm sorry.
That means you're wrong.
No. Nope.
No matter what.
Young
got
Pappy.
Money on my mind, I can never get enough. And every time I step up in the building, everybody hands go up.
And what they do.
And they stay there.
Young Pappy.
And they stay there.
Not how you spell it. Actually, Young Pappy is a bit of an outlier in the hip-hop industry because he is Y-O-U-N-G.
That's weird.
How dare he spell it correctly?
That's wrong.
What is wrong with you, Young Pappy? Wrong. You idiot. P-A-P-P-Y. Young Pappy.
Wow. Mm-hmm. It was there. It was
pretty
an easy one.
Thing.
Yep. Young Pappy just hanging out. Antoine, congratulations.
Thank you.
You are the winner.
Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend.
Watch that first. And then watch other stuff.
Yeah,
this
include
weekend.
That in the Binge Watch Weekend.
Right. We should do it every single week. In the Binge Watch Weekend, first up, it's the K92 Morning Thang YouTube channel, streaming on YouTube TV.
Exactly.
Enjoy!
That's where we start.
Yep.
But for the Binge Watch Weekend, there are a couple of things, different things that we can watch. We have something for the family, we have something for adults, and we have something. A sequel.
Oh, I'm so terrified.
I don't know how to categorize it because I haven't watched it yet.
I'm so scared. It's a sequel to a beloved. It was a movie we all liked. I don't know.
Back in 1988 is when Coming to America came out, the first one.
Mm-hmm.
And so now the sequel is coming out, but we're not talking about that yet.
Okay.
First, family friendly, the live action / animated Tom and Jerry movie is out on HBO Max.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's just a fun family movie. Tom and Jerry, you know, the cat and the mouse. That's where the whole cat and mouse game came from and all of that. They are in a world with real people now. Like, they exist. Yeah. And it's not weird. It's kind of like Roger Rabbit. Who's Framing Roger Rabbit? Where it's not a big deal that cartoons are in this live action.
It's totally normal to them. That's how they roll. And my son was watching that the other day because it's on HBO Max. And you only get it for the month. It's on for this month. And then it goes away.
Yeah, like two more weeks. Two more weeks of it.
I did find it interesting because as you reintroduce certain... we'll just call it old cartoons to a new generation. He's sitting there saying, "Dad, so there's this cat and this mouse. They are referred to as Tom and Jerry." I'm like, "Oh, really, son? I have never heard of this Tom and Jerry. Speak up.
Tell me more about this Tom
and what is a Jory?"
That's on Max.
And one thing to keep in mind when you're watching it is that it's going to be the quality of the cartoon that we grew up watching. So don't go into it expecting this monumental Oscar award-winning movie. It's silly slapstick comedy with Tom and Jerry, Tom chasing Jerry. Is Jerry the mouse?
Yes. Jerry is the mouse.
With Tom chasing Jerry, running into walls, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, this is about cats getting hit with a hammer. You know, that's all it is. This is not... Meryl Streep has not lended her acting chops to this film.
Not at all.
In any capacity. Is there anyone that we know in this movie? I can't remember.
I can't think of her name. We'll I'll look it up.
Then no. The answer is no.
Nobody's off the tip of my tongue. All right, so Tom and Jerry on HBO Max. On Netflix, this is a little psychological thriller right here where I haven't made it to the end, but everybody who's made it to the end has went back and watched that last episode multiple times.
Uh-oh.
It's called Behind Her Eyes. It's on Netflix.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God. Here
See?
We go.
See?
Yeah, that's a good one.
And
okay, so wait, now just to be clear, as we continue this conversation, Monica, you have seen this Behind Her Eyes thing.
I've seen it.
Okay,
yes,
so it's a warning to everybody. Don't even talk anymore. Don't talk anymore because I need to warn everybody that they need to go away because Monica is almost certain to spoil something.
I won't spoil anything.
Baloney.
On purpose. Okay.
All right. Well, no. I got it, Monica.
All right.
Give it to Antoine.
That's the easiest way for you not to spoil it.
Give it back to Antoine.
So the premise of the movie, it's a single mother. She enters this world of twisted mind games when she starts to have a extramarital affair with her boss, her psychiatric boss.
Uh-huh.
And then while she has that going on with him, she secretly befriends his wife.
Oh, it is so good. So good. I want people to watch it and then message me so we can talk about it.
Oh, God.
Okay?
Yes, so,
like, for real. Like, message me on Facebook, Instagram, whatever the heck. And you know what? Because we need to talk about it.
And then there's something going on with his wife, too. His wife is a little mysterious. There's a lot going on.
Clearly,
there's
a twist.
There's twists and turns all the way through it. It's like that road in San Francisco. There are a lot of twists.
First time this morning, we have not smelled Monica's whiskey breath. I mean, she has.
It's red wine now.
Behind
Her Eyes on Netflix.
Okay.
It made Monica sit up in her chair. So you know that's quality right there. All right. And last but not least, coming to the number two. America on Amazon Prime.
Oh, and this is a tough one for me.
It is the highly anticipated but now hesitant sequel of the hit comedy movie
Coming to America from
1988. One thing I love about Coming to America, I was telling one of my friends, this came out, you know, a few years before Lion King, but Eddie Murphy's parents in Coming to America are the parents of Simba in The Lion King, James Earl Jones.
They really
and
are.
I can't think of her name. Like, they're the voices. It's not like pretending to be like, they are the voices. But yeah, so this one follows Simmy, who's Eddie Murphy's character. In the first Coming to America, he came to America to find his wife.
Okay, now I need to correct you as a purist.
I mean, Simmy, Akeem.
Akeem.
I said Simmy, yeah.
Simmy's Arsenio Hall. But anyway, continue. But we know what you mean.
Akeem came to America to find his wife.
Uh-huh.
So allegedly in this sequel, Akeem had a son.
Yes, that we didn't know
about. While he was looking for his queen. And now this is all about him trying to get his son to join him in Zamunda.
Right, and it's one of those movies where it's like, I love the original so much. And it's been a long time since that movie came out. And it's almost as if it was too long and they should have just left it the way it was not done anything. I want to like the new one. I don't know. There's some reviews out there that are not necessarily glowing. But I would also argue that there were probably reviews that made fun of the first one.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
True. Yep.
And so that's my plan for today, to watch the season finale of WandaVision. I didn't put that on here because we already talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
And then right after that, I'm watching Coming to America. I may have them both done before dinner time.
Yep.
I'm so excited.
Wow.
You know, I'm so excited.
I unfriended somebody on Facebook this morning because they screwed up. I'm going to have to unfriend Antoine. If he was on Facebook, I would unfriend you right now.
Why would you do that?
Because they were for, you know, Randy Watson, Sexual Chocolate. Mm-hmm. They said, can't wait to watch Rick Watson again. I'm like, who's that?
Oh,
Walking
got
Dead?
The name wrong.
Rick. All right. Unfriend.
at least for me, Sydney pretended to be right. The prince in the first one. So it is a little crazy. All right. So
hi,
run it down.
Steve. How are you?
All right. So to run him down real quick again, family movie on HBO Max, Tom and Jerry. Mm-hmm. On Netflix, Behind Her Eyes, psychological thriller that Monica loved. And on Amazon Prime, sequel of the hit comedy Coming to America, Coming to America.
It's on Amazon Prime. If Amazon you're looking Prime. For that one, Antoine's Binge Watch Weekend. All the trailers and the info is at K92MorningThang.com. You know, some people are the best. You're just the best.
Yeah.
Other people are not.
Well, we have to have those other people to have the best people.
Also true. And sometimes you need to just strive to be the best at being bad. And then you get to be the worst.
Yes.
And that's how we play Who's the Worst. So I have a story. Antoine has a story.
Yes, I do.
And today, Monica, you will be the judge of the worst roommate.
Okay.
Sit back and
roommates
judge.
In general, they're really hit or miss there.
Roommates are the worst.
They really like, they're are just hit or miss.
Even the best roommate is still someone that eventually you're getting rid of. You don't think of it that way. If they are.
I would say I've had success. I've had two roommates in my life. I've done pretty well with those two roommates. I've had three.
Okay.
And I've done fairly well with them.
Good. I've done all right. They mostly talk about me. I'm probably the worst. That's what it is.
Yeah, it could be
side.
That too.
Okay, answer.
See, I'm not a roommate person.
You are not a roommate person. You know, your husband weighed in with that too, and he agreed. So this is-
okay.
All right.
It's like
so
unamused.
Monica, no, I have a roommate for you today. Do you like your roommate with a little bit of attempted murder?
Huh. Well, what's the reason, though?
All right. Oh, look at you. Oh, I forgot it. I forgot who the judge is today.
Yep, exactly.
New story.
This is why she's not a roommate person.
All right. So this man put on Craigslist that he needed a roommate. And so this guy, Greg, shows up.
Greg.
And Greg lets him know, goes, I would love to move and be your roommate. I'm a sleepwalker. So the roommate's like, okay, that's fine. I also used to do that too, so I totally get it. It's okay.
Mm-hmm.
A couple nights in a row, this guy, and I'll just name him Sean. He doesn't have a name. Sean woke up and Greg was in his room. The first two nights, standing over his bed, sleepwalking, he would scream. Sean would scream. Greg would wake up from his sleepwalking and then go back to bed.
Mm-hmm.
But then the third night, Greg was kneeling in the corner of the room.
Kneeling in a corner.
Like kneel, like he was doing something in the corner of the room.
Yum, yum.
This freaked Sean out. Mm-hmm. Sean left, slept in his truck that night. Came back the next morning. Greg, all of Greg's stuff was gone. All of it. So then when the lease is up, Sean goes to move out. And as he's pulling the carpet stuff from behind the carpet, he sees there's an empty, the air vent is a little loose.
Uh-oh.
He pulls open the air vent. There were pictures of Sean sleeping.
Oh!
Polaroid pictures with the dates and times that the pictures were taken. So Greg was taking pictures of Sean while he was sleeping and then put it in the corner of Sean's room with a broomstick handle that was carved to a blade.
Ah, so he was going to kill him eventually.
And he said yes, and Sean feels like Greg realized that he was going to kill Sean while sleepwalking, so he left to save Sean's life.
Are we truly believing this charade that Greg was a sleepwalker? Because I am not believing that.
That's what Greg said.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's what Greg said.
Greg said he was a sleepwalker. Never trusted Greg.
No. Greg was a murderer.
Greg from Craigslist.
Yeah, Greg from Craigslist.
Greg from Craigslist.
What's up, Greg from Craigslist?
But that's a scary roommate right there.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Okay. Monica, how do you feel about your roommates with just a dash of attempted murder? Because that's what I have here. Were we playing to the same judge? What's going on here? Okay. Is Cassandra any worse than Greg? That becomes a question here because you see, Cassandra got in a fight with one of her roommates at 1 a.m. According to Cassandra, all her female roommates hate her because she's prettier than they are. So I guess that's what the argument was about, about how hot Cassandra was. And they had a huge argument at 1 o'clock in the morning. And all of a sudden, Cassandra attacks her roommate with a frying pan.
Ooh.
And a broomstick.
A broomstick.
And a knife.
Okay.
And an axe.
How many weapons axe, did she have? Half. She had everything.
Yes. Well, apparently she sucks. she had all those weapons.
She had to keep trying something else.
I should point out these guys were roommates in Westeros. You know, they were just over
Game
there
of
in Game of Thrones. Cassandra's last name is Of Dragons. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah.
Yep. Attacked the roommate with a frying pan, and when that didn't work, she grabbed a broomstick and started swinging it. But the roommate managed to pick up a cutting board to block this broomstick, to which she then threw a knife at her. And when the knife didn't work, she went and got her axe. Any roommate with an axe, I'm highly suspicious.
Why do you already have an axe, Paul Bunyan?
Yeah. Greg. Greg probably had an axe. Oh, I sleepwalk with this axe. You know
Cassandra
how it is.
Cassandra and Greg.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry, Cassandra. She had just too many weapons, too many opportunities, and she just failed at all of them. So I'm going with Greg.
Oh,
Greg is
going
crazy.
Correct.
Greg is the one to watch. Greg has the pictures.
Greg was there.
Yes.
Greg had the pictures to prove it. That is true. Yeah, there is no doubt. Yeah. Congratulations, Antoine.
Thank you.
You're the worst.
I'm the worst.
That's how we do it.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.